Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick. It was a busy week this past week. I know last weekend you celebrated the furball with the Humane Society, and Julia did a great job of setting it up, but you were actually there. What happened?
Well, it was probably as good as any year previous. It's a great opportunity to kind of just stop and remember that there is a whole different energy level out there in this community of pets. The first video they played was kind of an emotional appeal, understanding that the Humane Society gets no federal dollars.
Right.
You know, and you're not thinking about that at first, you know, that's, you know, but when they remind you, and then obviously they're pointing out all the various necessities that they see every day, all the unfortunate situations. And we certainly have at our coattails the last big event out in Allendale County,
right,
you know, with the 300 and some animals.
Right.
There was a lot. I think it was as well attended and as well interest as any time I've ever seen there. I think it added that much more energy to the whole cause. And then they do envelop it because they want people that are coming in suits and ties and talking about, you know, and wanting to have a ball.
Right.
You know, it also is blended with a lot of funness. There is they have a dog show that they get up on the stage. You know, each people get to bring their dogs. They bring 53 of them. There was a limited number they could do, but
right,
if you get pre-registered and whatnot, you can bring your dog in there, and it gets to go up on the runway and whatnot. There was one couple there that in the youth, right as the dog was on the runway, they somehow threaded into it a proposal of marriage.
Oh wow!
So there's a couple that proposed to be married, and you could tell that's it was a chiropractic doctor that really thinks highly of pets and pet keeping. The same gentleman that proposed was a gentleman that had listened to our show on with Dr. Tempe,
yeah,
and said, you know, from a chiropractic's perspective, it's like, hey, you know, that's what we believe, that's what we think about, that's what we feel.
Right.
And oddly enough, today, you know, we're going to get more into the holistic side,
right,
of pet keeping. So,
well, and it sounds like they generated a lot of money. I assume that you were in there in the bidding as well, and
yeah,
lots of money was spent. And
yeah, you know,
thanks for the community.
Yep. We actually got a couple items at the auction, and also part of the overall vocal auction instead of the silent auction was part of that. So
great.
But it was good. I think there's a huge support in the community for this. It was just amazing to see table after table after table. They have what's called a reverse auction where you're just bidding for, you know, showing your support.
Right.
And it started out, I think the highest bid was maybe $1,000 or close to it. And there were several at the $250 range, and then table after table giving $100. And what you got for it was just knowing that you contributed.
Wow.
So that was really fun.
It's an amazing event, and that's great to hear. Another amazing event, though, is going to be coming up, and it's already started this weekend, and that is the celebration of Preuss Pets and 30 years doing business here in Mid-Michigan. Mm-hmm. And the festivities started yesterday, and they're going to be going on today, tomorrow, and all of next week. Why don't you talk with our listeners a little bit about what you've got planned to celebrate that milestone achievement?
Sure. We started yesterday with cutting a cake, and we have enough next week as well. We're going to do that on Fridays. We'll have approximately an ability to, you know, feed 200 individuals that might want to come out and get some cake. So what I'd like to do is just extend out there. I know we've been in the community for 30 years and part of that very important pet community. And I've seen it change a lot over the many years that we've been in it, 30. And I just would love people to just come in and say, hey, you know, thanks for being part of the community, or more importantly, let us tell them thanks for being part of our pet community, because, you know, it's really rewarding. You know, it's really rewarding being in this pet community arena of good emotions, good intentions, and good reasons to be there. But I'd like to, I'm, you know, maybe a little selfish. I'd like to be able to personally thank people for being here and being part of it. And at the same time, I would, you know, I want to hear from people and see how we're doing and what we can do for the next 30 years.
Right. Well, this show actually appreciates that celebration, because you've been very generous with us. If any of you go to our Facebook page and like us, one of the things that's going on is every day during this 10-day period, we're giving away a $30 gift card to Pruce Pets, and all you have to do to be possible winner is to like our show. And if you share this particular contest with the other people you know, you increase your chances of winning. So thank you, Rick, for not just what you do with the show, but also to help us, because again, that Facebook page is a great place to get information and interact with those other pet lovers that are out there. So it's a great thing for all of us. But we do need to move on to this week's show. And talk a little bit about that.
Well, let me at least do one more shout out. Tomorrow, Earth Day, we're planning a lot of kid-friendly events. And if you want to know what we're doing through the wholesale, just come and check out our website or Facebook. You know, we're real active, and we're going to be releasing everything we're doing every day on Facebook, and you can kind of get involved there. But tomorrow, Earth Day, a very important day for all of us, we are actually having a sustainability-oriented scavenger hunt, kind of get an idea what sustainability is all about. And we also are having a face painting, and we're also having chalk. You can go out and the kids can chalk up the sidewalk. Okay. Hopefully the weather will allow. Right. And we're going to take and, you know, for the best couple chalk displays on the sidewalk, we're going to contribute $100 to the Nature Conservancy in their name. So a child can actually, you know, contribute $100 to the Nature Conservancy, and that's where it's all at, because that's how we're going to save our planet, is to save our nature.
Right. And one of the things, Rick, we do need to really talk about is the last couple of weeks on this show, we've had some very, very interesting, informative, and eye-opening conversations, whether it was the nutrition show that we did a couple of weeks ago, or even last week on the whole concept of adoptions, and really learning some just eye-opening statistics and facts from both rescue and animal control and humane society. It just really puts into perspective how big the animal issues are. But we need to do a little bit better job of preventative. And that's what really leads us to this week's and next week's show, where we're going to be talking with some of the top vet experts in the state of Michigan, some of the real pioneers. And today we've got on the show Dr. Ann Rice, the visiting vet, and she is absolutely a gem to this community and really just an amazing source of information.
Yeah, I was pretty naive back 15 years ago, 20, well, no, it would have been maybe 30 years ago about the time when we were doing this. I'd seen the visiting vet, and I just assumed she, you know, just that was a business model of going out there instead of in. It was just kind of like a business approach. Right. I think it's a
the
whole lot different.
The dominoes of vet care.
Yeah, like well, if they won't come into my door, I'll go out there, right?
Right, exactly.
Not at all. Yeah. And the problem is I never sat down to meet with her.
Right.
I never understood that. And now that I've had a chance in the past, and today we will as well, to sit down and meet her, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
You know, she's going out there for one really good reason. It's the right thing to do. It's a great thing to do. It's harder, but it's a really fantastic thing to do.
Yeah, no, it sure is. So that's where we're going to go with the conversation, is we're going to talk with Dr. Ann Rice, the visiting vet, right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS at 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets at 1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.